The Galapagos Islands, Ecuador. The summer vacation season is at full speed. Many of us do not know yet where to travel. If you are a nature lover and you love hiking, the Galapagos Islands are for you. These beautiful volcanic islands have to offer many natural wonders, endemic plants and animals. The Galapagos Islands were the source of Darwin's theory of evolution. Still, up till now, it has been a living laboratory for scientists. General facts about the Galapagos Islands. The Galapagos Archipelago is located about 1,000 kilometers from the Ecuadorian coast in the eastern Pacific Ocean. They were created by a series of volcanic eruptions that resulted in 19 bigger islands and about 108 little islands. 97% of the total surface was declared national park in the 60s. Travel details. The best time to go to the Galapagos Islands is May and September, as they are the low season months. You can get yourself better deals and it will be nicer to travel as it will be less crowded. From June to October is the cool, dry season, which means fewer mosquitoes and better temperatures to visit the natural parks. December to April is the busiest season, but also rainy, humid and hot. The sea is the calmest. I love these temperatures and humidity. It is like being in the sauna. It makes your skin nice and smooth. You will need a transit control card to enter the Galapagos from Quito or Guayaquil. Thanks to this card, the government can control the number of tourists. You will have to pay a $100 National Park entrance fee in cash. These payments are used to help protect the natural ecosystem on the islands. Which island to choose? The choice is yours, of course. I chose two islands, Floriana Island and San Cristobal Island, with its numerous sites and the incredibly beautiful Leon Dormido rock formation. Floriana Island. Floriana is one of the smallest islands in the Galapagos. However, geologically, it is one of the oldest. It lies at the southern point in the archipelago and has been continuously erupting alkaline basalts for the last 1.5 million years. Do not miss Cormorant Point, famous for its lagoon, where you can spot Galapagos flamingos, pintail ducks, stilts, and large billed flycatchers. Punta Cormorant has a stunning green olivine crystal beach and a fine coral beach known as Flower Beach, where you can spot green sea turtles. Post Office Bay is one of the most famous attractions on Floriana Island. This post office bay was a simple wooden barrel placed by whalers by the end of the 18th century to serve as a post box. Seamen would leave letters to loved ones here. They would hope that one day other seamen passing through might pick them up and deliver them to their destination. Devil's Crown is a volcanic crater and serves today as one of the best snorkeling sites in the Galapagos Islands. Here you can spot marine life, including colorful anglerfish, white-tipped reef sharks, eagle rays, and sea turtles. San Cristobal Island. It is a very good location if you are looking for some relaxing, quiet time on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Worth recommending is hiking up to Cerro Tijeretas. Behind the Cristobal Interpretation Center is a walking path leading to the top of Frigate Bird Hill. There will be a mesmerizing view over Shipwreck Bay to the south and the famous Kicker Rock to the west. Another thing I would highly recommend doing is snorkeling or diving at Leon Dormido Kicker Rock. It is one of the most well-known sites in the Galapagos Islands. The formation is the remains of an ancient volcanic cone eroded by the sea over thousands of years. The towers are 140 meters above the Pacific Ocean and are home to many types of animals. This location creates a unique ecosystem and underwater paradise.